Our assignment for this morning was to bring a verse or a song or some wisdom somebody gave you that helped you and encouraged you. And one thing that Brother David has said a lot that has encouraged me and helped me in my day-to-day life is, if you quit, you lose. And I thought about that a lot, how no matter what you're doing, you don't actually lose until you give up.
One song that has been encouraging to me is 6:17, There is a Gate That Stands Ajar. And I like how it talks about how it's all there. The gate's open. We just got to choose to walk through it.
This is a poem I've always really liked by John Bunyan. Who would true valor see? Let him come hither. One here will constant be, come wind, come weather. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. And I just want to be that pilgrim.
To me, I think Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, is, you know, one of the most encouraging passages that I know of in the Bible. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It's such a blessing how right at the start of the chapter, he went through, you know, just saying, blessed are the, you know, poor in spirit, but, you know, and all that. It's a real blessing, so.
One thing that Brother David has said that encourages me is take one step at a time. And I got a poem that kind of goes along with that's kind of a blessing. One step and then another, and the longest walk is ended. One stitch and then another, and the largest rent is mended. One brick upon another, and the highest wall is made. One flake upon another, and the deepest snow is laid. Then do not look despairing on the work you have to do, and say that such a mighty task you never can get through. But just endeavor day by day another point to gain, and soon the mountain which you feared will prove to be a plain. And so that's just encouraging, just to look at the step that's right in front of you and do that the best you can. And then when the next one comes, do that the best you can. And God will just, he'll lead you and guide you through.
I got a poem that encourages me, but Ed Gray guessed. Keep going. When things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must but do not quit. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may seem near when it may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. That's really encouraging. Just keep going no matter how hard it gets.
I found a really encouraging verse here for me in Deuteronomy 31:8. But the Lord, he is one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid nor be terrified. And I like really much there where it says he will not forsake you, because no matter how low down or underneath we are, God will never forsake us. He always remembers us and helps us.
Matthew 14:29. And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. David said to just take the next step in front of you. Romans 12:9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.